Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can also stream us live at www.guardiantalkradio.com. Just go to that website and click on the live streaming button and you will listen to the radio. Or you can go to the app or Play Store and download the TuneIn app and find Guardian Radio on that and carry us around all day on your portable device. So this evening, we are slightly switching gears from visual culture, but we do talk about creative community, and we have creatives from the community, and we are here to talk about fashion and how fashion actually aligns with visual art as well. So I'm pleased to introduce Owen Bethel, who is a cultural producer who wears many hats. You organize film festivals, you organize and all kinds of things, but in particular tonight, we're speaking about Islands of the World Fashion Showcase and this year's theme, The Color of Love. Tell me a little bit, Owen. Introduce yourself to the audience and why fashion and how long have you been doing this and what's the point?
Thank you. It's a pleasure being with you, Amanda. The blank canvas really conveys, what fashion and art is all about. And certainly the Islands of the World Fashion Showcase is intended to encourage the fashion industry, not only in the Bahamas, but certainly around the world with all of the islands and in designers that have some origin.
Yeah, there. So I see you reached out. Designers from, say, Trinidad and Tobago and Haiti. But does islands encapsulate sort of like, could someone be from Hawaii come and join in? Or is there any limit?
And no, not at all. There any island which is considered a small island state, mm-hmm. basically, or developing island, is entitled to be a part of it. During the first years, we had actually from Fiji, Indonesia, the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
Basically, of course, the cost of travel and movement does inhibit, the large representation year in, year out. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at ways to sort of assist with that. But this is the seventh edition. We started actually, the first premiere was in 2008. That's it. We've been going ever since with that, and this being the seventh edition of it, we are looking forward to, well, we've learned over the years.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What works, and certainly we're looking at bigger and better things, not necessarily in terms of size or numbers, but certainly in terms of what the value that the designers get out of it, and certainly the industry itself.
And so what do is this an event where a lot of press will come to? Do you get anyone coming from outside of the Bahamas to cover this? How much is this, a date in the calendar for Caribbean fashion?
Well, yes. Certainly it has resonated with a number of Caribbean designers. The idea is really to get them here, and the media attention that is critical, we do after the fact, right? Because of budgets, again, a number of media, international media, they will simply just to take what you feed them.
Right, so you'll write a good press.
And so we look towards actually getting all of the various media apparatus here, and then we circulate and distribute to the international media. And that has been doing very well. Now with social media, it's just amazing how far-reaching one can get with the promotion.
Yeah, and I find one of my issues with living here is that I find like we all kind of live in our little bubbles, right? And even in the creative industry, it's like very hard to know what's going on. Normally, I find out about things after they've happened. So I'm like, oh, man, Alvin Ailey was here? Like, I can't believe that, I'll even sometimes only find out about an art show like 3 days before, because maybe from Dion Benjamin Smith's letter, which is probably the best newsletter there is. But I went on a cultural delegation to Cuba, maybe was it a year and a half ago, and there were some Bahamian designers, and they were awesome. And I was just like, how do I not know these people? Javot Bethel,
Yes, correct.
She had some incredible things, and I just, and I thought, how am I living in this tiny little place, right, where we all kind of know each other, or we feel like we all know each other? How is the fashion world communicating to Bahamians in general?
Well, it's interesting because I think even within the fashion industry in the Bahamas, we all don't know each other. I mean, I'm amazed every day that someone makes a reference to me, do you know this person or the other? And no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of years, even with Islands of the World Fashion Showcase, despite all the publicity that has been going on, you know, persons say it's the best kept secret they've mm-hmm. had, you mm-hmm. know, and it's amazing because you use all of the media that you can
mm-hmm.
to inform. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how it gets beyond.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think one of the problems is, again, you know, we something I realize a lot, you know, we have, say, the subscribers to our newsletter, right? So the subscribers to our newsletter are obviously already interested in art and culture.
Correct.
But so, of course, they get all the messages. But, like, how do you then? So it's really about, you know, your network. And, of course, that's why social media is important. But even social media is, of course, limited because you've only got your friends and your friends have their friends who are kind of like your friends because you're already into the same things. And it's kind of like, how do you cross over and
yeah.
get the people who aren't, say, fashion designers or fashion photographers or in fashion but are interested in fashion?
Correct.
Just people.
Correct.
Right, and
yeah.
so how do you find those people? I think that's the big challenge we all have is how do you just connect to like the you know
getting
the average
the
person?
Converted,
yeah,
those that are converted.
Yeah,
correct.
So do you rely a lot on your participants to get the message out through their social networks and things like that?
It is by word of mouth,
yeah.
And yeah, I mean yes, passing on the information through
mm-hmm.
Your contacts and others, you know, sharing via various means and persons,
mm-hmm.
basically, but also. And from an international perspective, I think we've had a tremendous response. It is really within the local community
mm-hmm.
Where there seems to be more need
mm-hmm.
For the information.
It's interesting. Sometimes you get better coverage from overseas than you do. Or I mean, I find that even within my world that if I, you know, again, if I'm traveling in art circles and I say, oh, hi, you know, I'm from the Bahamas and some random person from Chicago will be able to name three major Bahamian artists. Whereas actually, if I walk down the street here and, yeah. you know, talk to people and I say, oh, have you heard of X, Y, or Z? They just, yeah, so it's actually kind of an interesting conundrum that we're sort of better represented in our industries anyway. I mean, our particular industries will know of us and our artists and rather than locals. So what kind of
Correct.
Audience will people, so that we're, of course, you can come to this event, which is going to be really fun. It's going to be at Greycliff in the kind of cabana in the back, right? In that sort of piazza.
Well, it's the piazza, yes. Yeah,
the piazza at Greycliff, right, which is in the garden behind the humidor. And it's a really beautiful space.
Awesome.
Already, right? It's so elegant and so lovely because, you know, luckily the National Art Gallery is next door, so I quite often go there for a pizza. But also very often I just walk through. Like if I'm walking down West Hill Street, I don't walk down West Hill Street. I actually cut through the humidor and then I walk through their whole gardens, right? And then through the restaurant.
Trespassing.
Well, I did ask permission. I said, Paolo, is it okay? And it's like, their gardens are so beautiful.
Beautiful. And it falls in with our theme, which mm-hmm. is we've moved away from, I don't want to say the state, but really the structured
mm-hmm.
environment of the hotels, et cetera, mm-hmm. And creating an environment which you don't really have to create with the gardens
right.
there, but an environment of love, a romance.
Well, I think that's a really smart move, too, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, there's so many events internationally around the world. And if you want to start bringing people to an event, it has to be special. I think one of the things that makes it special is by situating yourself where you are. So from my experience running art fairs and things like that, you know, if you're in New York, like be in a real New York environment, don't do a convention center. Like everyone, you know, you go to things, and I think it's the same. I think you've made a very smart move. So I think everyone's seen fashion shows on catwalks and hotel ballrooms.
Correct.
But I think, you know, if you want to have that environment of the Caribbean, then that's, you know, you want to be somewhere with this old, you know, old house in the backdrop and some big traveler palms. And that's just the kind of environment that there is at Greycliff.
Right. Last time we were 2 years ago at the Fort.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Which we moved to. And so that, again, created a totally different
mm-hmm.
environment for it. And so, you know, again, it is one where you want to bring the location,
mm-hmm.
The feel of the location
mm-hmm.
To the audience.
As the backdrop to the fashion.
Yes, and particularly as we go international
mm-hmm.
In that sense, in terms of the publicity,
mm-hmm.
It lends itself to showing them, well, yes, what is the Bahamas all about?
Yeah.
Or where you're located.
And showing a little bit of our culture and history as well. So I think, you know, to see a group of women looking fabulous in front of, you know, the backdrop of Fort Charlotte is a totally different shot than front of it in a ballroom. So I think that's very smart, but it must raise production issues because I know also like every time you move because we've moved also with the fair, and like every time you move, there's a learning curve. It always takes you a couple of years to work out a location.
That's right.
You know, crowd flow, seating, vision, all those things. And sometimes things on paper look one way, and you're like, oh, that looks great. And then you build it, and you're like, oh, man, I didn't think about that.
That's quite true. That's right.
So is this your first year at Greycliff?
This is. Yes,
okay.
Yes. We hosted welcome receptions and various mm-hmm. other peripheral mm-hmm. events mm-hmm. There. But to actually have the production at Greycliff, this is the first one mm-hmm. that we're doing.
But you've probably been
to... It won't be the last.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think it's a really wonderful place. I think everything that's happening, I mean, outside of the National Art Gallery, everything they're doing up on West Hill Street and what some of the other businesses are doing up there are so fantastic because it's really bringing back that... Again, that sense of kind of, you know, a beautiful city to live in, again, and a place where you can go out and do things. And, you know, it frustrates me so much. I get people in the gallery say, oh, there's nothing to do here. And I'm like, no, there's tons to do here. But again, part of the problem is the communication structure.
Precisely.
So we have to come up with some sort of calendar that even tourists can tap into and see, you know, some sort of online what's on calendar where we all go in and we put our events on. And I think that would be so great. Somebody take that, please, as a business idea. I don't have time to do it.
Well, this is like our Bahamas Weekly and Bahamas Local.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You know, certainly attempt to carry a diary of events. What I think needs to particularly happen is someone like, and we tend to say government should be doing everything. But again, it's up to anyone who, mm-hmm. who has that capability. But to really close in on a diary or calendar, which highlights all the major events or events.
Exactly.
Because we avoid the conflicts.
Yeah, of course. Well, we avoid so that we know. And also, I think the thing is now with all the digital technology, because the problem in the past is, you know, with the maps and things that are printed, you know, they want your calendar a year before, or 6 months before, and sometimes, you know, things change. A hurricane comes through, or, you know, one of your staff has a baby or gets ill, or the artist, you know, has trouble producing, and so you push the show 2 weeks or whatever it is. So even though it's not ideal to change your calendar like that, you know, things happen.
Precisely.
And the great thing about digital communication is that, you know, you can change dates, right, and you can change the calendar, whereas, you know, with printed things, that's the problem, is normally that it's so much in advance. Because, you know, all the what to do and the map things, they have all the regattas, and they have those things that have these kind of fixed dates. But, you know, there's lots of events that just have fixed dates, Junkanoo and the, you know, different regattas around the island. But so many of what we do, it's about, is the location available?
Precisely.
Can the models work it into their calendar? And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. And so every year it's going to change by a week or two.
Correct.
And then weather. Yeah, weather. So anyway, we're here talking in the studio tonight. I've been speaking to Owen Bethel, who is a cultural producer, and in this context is producing the Island of the World Fashion Showcase, which is taking place this Saturday. So that's Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. sharp, it says on his website. right? That's because the models are really hungry, right? And they want to finish and they want to have their dinner afterwards. So 7 p.m. sharp. Tickets are available online. You can go to www.islandsfashionweek.com. It's $30 for general admission and $20 for students, but you do have to have an ID, and that's at the door on the day of the show. So after the break, we're going to speak to one of the designers participating in the fashion showcase who's with us in the studio tonight, whose name is a fantastic Ronaldo Guillaume Dexter Johnson, and we will be, yeah, that's you, we'll be hearing from him after the break to speak about what it's like to be a working designer in the Bahamas, how you got into that and all the rest of it, and what this island showcase does for you. So we're going to go to a short break and we'll talk to you right after. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.